When it comes to business travel in Orlando, it's never business as usual. Oh, sure, I could go on for days about all the incredible places to hold meetings, or the Michelin dining, or the innovative industries that'll make you feel right at home. But Dr. Michael Edwards of Ocean Insight said it best. Orlando is as much a business capital as an entertainment one. So dive in and see what's happening in Orlando, where the possibilities for business travel are unbelievably real. Learn more at OrlandoForBusiness.com.
Money FM 89.3, the best of prime time.
Now, when you hear the year 2050, you might think it's very far, far away. Are you still going to be around to see 2050? Well, governments, businesses, and people are striving to reach ambitious net zero emission targets by 2050. And as natural resources become increasingly limited, cities have been forced to improve resource consumption as well as lessen their influence on the environment. And this is where smart cities come in. Places where technology helps people by bridging the gap between sustainability targets and urban development strategies. Let's find out more from Kasper Harsberg, Chief Operating Officer and Chief Revenue Officer at Aviva, joining us today to share how technology can transform industries and drive sustainability. He is also the author of a book called Smart Cities, Digital Nations, where he shares his perspective on challenges in smart city projects and shared a vision of why smart cities are essential. And Kasper is joining us right now on the phone. Kasper, what are smart cities really about? Is Singapore a smart city in your definition?
So for me, smart cities are fundamentally happy cities.
Happy cities, yeah.
Cities where citizens are happy with the services they get from the city, right? And ultimately, what we can do now is huge technology at levels unthinkable, let's say 10, 15, 20 years ago, to provide especially infrastructure services, so basic services, water, electricity, energy, and so on, to the citizens, right? That's for me a smart city.
We've heard about smart cities for many years now, and we always think of a futuristic city where everything is, you know, the way it is on TV or in the movies that we've seen. But there is more to that, right? What sort of trends are you looking at when it comes to managing smart cities?
This is a great point. I mean, there is always this perception that, you know, you have to have crazy levels of futuristic technology. But actually, what we have today is technology that allows you to provide water without much leakage, to provide electricity, energy at sustainable levels, to manage traffic, to provide a safe and secure environment, right? So these are basic human needs, especially prominent in cities, especially big crowded cities, right? And ultimately, what we can do is use the information, if you like, the asset information, so the information that a city has on its buildings, its roads, and so on, and the operational information, so the information on the processes of providing services, and bring that together in one picture for city managers, and ultimately provide more services better at lower energy consumption. You mentioned sustainability targets earlier, to the citizens, right? So this is really smart cities for me.
And very important to note as well, no disruption and no minimal inconvenience for the citizens of that city as well, which will make it a really smart city. So how do, Kasper, smart cities play a major role in improving, well, let's just say the economy here in the Asia-Pacific region?
That's a great question. So smart cities and the technology and the services that you provide in smart cities have become a big business opportunity in its own right. I think there's a prediction that I think global spending in the sector is about $158 billion in 2022, so just last year. So this is now between, you know, all the different people that, the different companies, people that either work, that provide services, that provide technology, it has become a massive opportunity. At the same time, while, you know, reducing the consumption of energy, of many ultimately expensive things that we are generating across the world, right?
Okay, so as you mentioned, it's become a business. So what would be your suggestions for improving an ecosystem or even encouraging more companies, more startups to come up with more solutions for smart cities?
Well, I mean, if you look at what has happened over the last 10, 15, 20 years, this has morphed from a crazy idea, if you like, of connecting everything to already a big ecosystem today.
Right.
So you would see that most big companies, many startups, are providing parts of that ecosystem, especially in Asia, right? I think we should mention that in places like Singapore, in places like India, in places like Korea, in places like Japan and elsewhere, right? And of course in China, where a lot of smaller players are producing technologies, are producing part of the puzzle. I think one clear thing is that you ask what can be done to improve that. Ultimately, I think it has passed that threshold.
Okay.
I think this is now something where it's pretty clear that there is a compelling business case reinforced by the focus on sustainability, the global focus on sustainability. So I think the cat is out of the bag, if you like.
All right. Hearing you say that a smart city is a happy city earlier, Casper, it just reminded me when I was new in Singapore, I would often describe it to my friends in Vancouver as Disneyland because everything just works. Where do you see Singapore in the next 10 years as a smart city?
I think that clearly Singapore is a global leader in both providing information to its citizens. I mean, this is very clear when me as a visitor, I come and I see the type of travel information, the type of general information that is available, right? I do think that one of the big topics of the future is urban food production. So how can you, in an environment like Singapore, produce food with ultimately limited resources at sustainable prices, right? And I think that is probably an area where we as a company have had the pleasure to participate in things like fish farm management, for example. So very prosaic things, if you like, but just by monitoring, measuring water, the food supply of fish tanks at scale, right? Doing that in an urban environment, right? Doing that centralized. You can produce fish at in a city at, you know, competitive and sustainable levels.
All right.
That's an example.
Okay.
I mean, just a different example, if you like, then.
All right. That's something that we should be looking closer into, the sustainable production of food, especially in Singapore. Thank you very much, Casper, for joining us here on Prime Time. Casper Herzberg is the Chief Operating Officer and Chief Revenue Officer of Aviva.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.